Hello, everyone. I'm Becca, dietitian by trade, mom 24/7, wife from the start, and when there's a few extra hours in the day, you might find me hitting the trails or on horseback.
And I'm Kara, a therapist to women, a mom to a boy, an entrepreneur, mountain junkie, and a postpartum runner.
And this is Fit for a Queen, a podcast that's devoted to the female athlete wanting to balance the teeter-totter of all the things we desire out of life as women. Performance, health, intellect, and taking time for self, even if we only get 1 minute out of the day.
We're so excited to be bringing you the queens in the athletic world who have done just that. Okay, ladies, take a seat at your thrones, grab your crowns, and welcome to Fit for a Queen. Welcome back to Fit for a Queen. I am happy to have our guest in studio today, Nicole. Let me tell you a little bit about Nicole. Nicole DeBrie is a pelvic floor physical therapist in Kansas City, Missouri. She specializes in treating both males and females with pelvic pain, back pain, SI joint pain, urinary or fecal incontinence, bowel dysfunction, prolapse, pain with intercourse, and pregnancy-related pain issues. Nicole studied at Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas, received a Bachelor of Science degree in kinesiology in 2012. She then completed her doctorate of physical therapy at Rockhurst University in 2016. Nicole was drawn to pelvic floor physical therapy immediately upon being exposed to this population during PT school. She completed a full-time internship at Foundational Concepts, a clinic specializing in the treatment of pelvic floor disorders, receiving extensive training in pelvic floor physical therapy before accepting a position there as a full-time physical therapist in 2016. She's continued to further her knowledge in pelvic floor PT through continuing education courses with the Herman and Wallace Institute. Nicole is working towards obtaining her Women's Health Certified Specialist certification through the American Physical Therapy Association. Nicole has a special interest in treating women with pre- and postnatal musculoskeletal conditions. She strives to help women during and after pregnancy maintain or return to their desired level of function or exercise. As an avid endurance runner and two-time Boston Marathon qualifier herself, Nicole feels she can relate with this active population. Nicole believes there's no cookbook recipe on the right way to recover from or navigate through pregnancy. She's devoted to working with patients individually to meet their unique needs and goals. When not at work, Nicole enjoys running, hiking, traveling, brunching, and doing all things outdoorsy. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you. It's great to
yeah.
be here.
It's great Hi. To have you. We're loving talking about this topic today.
Yes, especially I've got a lot of my friends that have just had babies or are going to have babies, and I've had one myself, and you know, life sure changes after you have a baby, and so does your body. So the first thing I'd like to know is, what is pelvic floor dysfunction? I've heard that term, and I think I know a lot about it, but then I'm like, no, I'm clueless. Yeah. So I'm going to hear from the expert.
Yeah, so if you think of your pelvic floor is basically all the muscles that sit kind of in the crotch of your pants. So when you're sitting in your chair and you can kind of feel them on the seat of your surface, that's your pelvic floor. There's a lot of muscles down in the pelvic floor. It's something like 12 or 13 muscles, and they provide a lot of functioning for our body. So there's three primary functions that our pelvic floor muscles provide, and that's our we use them for sexual functioning, sphincteric functioning. So that means like starting and stopping your stream of urine, and then starting and stopping when you need to have a bowel movement. And then the third function is the support function. And so the muscles there help to support all of your organs that sit on top of your pelvic floor, like your bladder and your bowel and your uterus for us women. And then also to support our pelvis and our entire body that sits above the pelvic floor. So that's specifically what the pelvic floor muscles are. So you can imagine with them, you know, being made up of, you know, 13 muscles and having all that functioning, there's a lot that can go wrong with these muscles. So as a physical therapist, I specialize in the treatment of those muscles in that area. This doesn't involve just the pelvic floor muscles, but the pelvic floor muscles are also influenced by muscles up the chain. So the abdomen, the diaphragm, which is our biggest breathing muscles, they're also influenced by everything all the way up to our head and all the way down to our feet.
important.
That's a lot.
And there's also a lot of, you know, nerves and fascia and skin in this area. So that's all influenced by what happens at those muscles as well.
So you're a physical therapist that's focusing in on that. I mean, that's very different than what we think of physical therapy, right?
Right. Absolutely. It is. Yeah. And you know, many people think, oh, physical therapists, you work with athletes or getting people back to doing high-level activities. And I do some of that, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I also help patients with basic functions of life, like going to the bathroom or having pain-free intercourse or, you know, getting back to running as well. So mm-hmm. so pelvic floor muscles are important for a lot of different things.
Absolutely. And I think most women can relate to this. They just don't want to talk about it. It makes me think when I was pregnant, my husband goes to get in the glove compartment and he's like, why on earth do you have a pair of underwear in here? And I was like, you don't understand. All it takes is one kick, and then all of a sudden, and you share that story with them. Like, really? You have the same problem? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you'll be amazed at how many women, you know, bring up the issues they have and that they may find very embarrassing. And then before you know it, the whole group of friends they're with is listening and they're like, oh, you too? And, you know, I tell women this may be common, but it's not normal. Uh-huh. There is something that can be done for these issues.
That's a good point.
Just probably even more relieving.
Yeah.
So on that topic, you know, carrying and having babies takes that toll on the body. But what are some issues that soon-to-be moms may be coming in to see you for just during the pregnancy itself?
Yeah, so you can, you know, imagine all of the changes that happen to our body with pregnancy. Pregnancy is no joke, you know, our body has to undergo a lot to accommodate for that big bundle of joy we're growing. However, these changes aren't always so joyful.
Bundle of joy, yes.
So, obviously, the pelvic floor is very highly influenced by a growing baby in our abdomen. When our body is growing a baby, it puts a lot of pressure down on those pelvic floor muscles. Many of you women can probably relate with this, feeling that pressure and heaviness kind of like in that area. Our abdominal muscles also are stretched to a great point and, you know, to accommodate for the growing baby. And many of you may have heard of diastasis recti, which is when the abdominal muscles, your rectus abdominis, what you think of as like your six-pack muscle, mm-hmm. those muscles actually kind of pull apart and separate. Mm-hmm. That's a natural thing that should happen when we get pregnant. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes that weakening of the abdominal muscles can cause issues for us women. You know, and then as the baby grows, it also is pushing up on our diaphragm, which is our biggest breathing muscle. Our rib cage kind of expands to allow for the baby to grow, and which makes it harder for us to breathe. It takes more work for us to breathe. And then also just with adding all of the weight on the front of our body, our posture has to change to accommodate for that. Otherwise, we'll just fall flat on our face. So mm-hmm. as our center of gravity, yeah. you know, as our center of...
Get stuck in a hammock and not be able to get up.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's what I've heard.
So our center of gravity kind of goes forward, which then makes our lumbar spine or our low back spine have to change a little bit to accommodate for that. And then we actually get changes all the way from the top of our head down to the bottom of our feet to accommodate for that center of gravity change. And then lastly, our, you know, we have a huge shift in hormones. So as many of you pregnant women or, you know, women who have had babies know, you start to get that like loosey-goosey feeling. Mm-hmm. And that's because of the relaxin, which is a hormone that increases during pregnancy, which is normal. And it relaxes smooth muscles. So it relaxes the ligaments, it relaxes the muscles a little bit to allow for our pelvis to eventually expand and for the baby to come out. Mm-hmm. So with that increase in relaxin, it just makes our muscles have a little bit less stiffness, which makes them not work as well or respond as quickly, which then can cause, you know, just some issues with the joints and how we move and how we function. Mm-hmm. So common issues that I see women for during pregnancy are, you know, pelvic girdle pain. So any pain below the belly button, above the knees. So that can involve back pain, hip pain, pubic symphysis pain, mm-hmm. any of that. As you can imagine, when that whole core system is weakened, when the ligaments and the muscles are a little bit more lax, then we get a lot more movement just at like the joint level, mm-hmm. which can then cause other big muscles to kind of have to work a little bit harder. Certain muscles get weakened, other muscles get tight, mm-hmm. and that can cause pain. I also see women during pregnancy for urinary incontinence or potentially urinary retention, bowel dysfunction, whether that be constipation or incontinence, with the big expanding uterus kind of weighing down on bowels, that can mm-hmm. cause issues there. I also see women who are having pain with intercourse during pregnancy or for prolapse, which is when, organ may be just dropping a little mm-hmm. bit due to the pressure on the organs. And then some women get swelling or edema in their legs or in their pelvis region. So there's also physical therapy that can be done for that. Mm-hmm. So those would be the common issues that I typically see women for.
Well, that's comforting to know that these growing pains don't have to be so painful. They can come in and see you and get some help with that.
Yes, absolutely. And I know mm-hmm. women, you know, a lot of women here, you know, that's part of pregnancy.
I know. I was just going to ask that of like, what is normal? Talking about issues during pregnancy, and I'm going to talk about postpartum of like what's normal and we just have to get through this and suffer through the pain and what's not so normal or how PT could help.
Yeah, absolutely. Get
through it could be more bearable.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And some of those aches and pains are normal. I mean, your body is your body is undergoing a lot, you know, and childbirth is no easy feat. It's every woman should be very proud of themselves for experiencing that and enduring that. And it's not easy. So it isn't going to be comfortable at all the time, but there are things that can make it more bearable and help with some things that's going to make recovery mm-hmm. easier as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I met Nicole because Nicole was my physical therapist postpartum. I did not have a great postpartum recovery. And I think that's a good kind of concept to talk about. When I'm talking to people or talking to my doc, I was having a lot of pain. I was struggling bouncing back, per se. I wasn't able to get back to running like I wanted to. And I think that's an important point that we talk about in our some other podcasts, too, of like this idea of bouncing back versus suffering through pain, because that's how it is. What do you think of this concept of like bouncing back after pregnancy, Nicole?
Yeah, well, you know, many women like you, Kara, went mm-hmm. to your 6-week follow up with your physician after mm-hmm. having your baby, and she cleared you. Mm-hmm. You know, she said, you're cleared for exercise.
Absolutely.
You're cleared for intercourse.
You're
cleared. Yeah. And then many women know that that's not possible, or they try getting back to exercise, or they try intercourse, and they're like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And immediately then, like, cue the nervousness and anxiety, because they're like, this is not normal. Mm-hmm. I'm not normal. I'm mm-hmm. having more problems than others. Mm-hmm. And that's scary, because, you know, you were cleared. Your physician says everything should
right.
be okay,
should
but
be right
everything's
back to
not
normal.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Who else, if the doctor says you're good, then, like, I'm having problems. I know I don't feel right.
Right.
But who else am I supposed to talk to about this?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And physicians have their place in the whole big picture. You know, they're
absolutely.
Looking for, is your uterus where it's supposed to be? Are you healed from mm-hmm. a standpoint of like organ functioning?
Mm-hmm.
They aren't trained, however, to look at the muscles and the joints and the musculoskeletal system. And that's where physical therapists come in.
Mm-hmm.
Only, you know, in the U.S., pelvic floor physical therapy isn't just an automatic thing you go to after baby, but mm-hmm. in Europe, it's standard of practice.
Huh, that's interesting.
Every mm-hmm. woman 6 weeks after baby goes to a pelvic floor physical therapist.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, you know, if it were my decision, every woman would go, even just to go get looked over. And it may be like, hey, everything looks good. You're good to go. Mm-hmm. But very rarely do I find that a woman 6 weeks after a baby feels back to their pre-pregnancy self.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely not.
Right.
Yeah. You don't even sleep in then, so you can't even think.
Right. So, you know, I think there's this huge pressure on moms to, you know, get that pre-pregnancy weight off or, you know, get back to running what they were doing mm-hmm. before baby. But my main thing is there's so many other concerns that a mom should be worried about right after having a baby, you know, mm-hmm. and that's the basic functions that you need to do as a mom. Mm-hmm. Like caring for your baby and can you feed your baby without your back hurting because you're doing that how many hours a day? Mm-hmm. You're lifting that baby how many times up and down out of that crib or out of a, you know, swing every day. And that stuff isn't easy on our body. And my main concern when I see women after baby is, can you do those things? And then let's look at getting you back into exercising or doing whatever you need to do. But, you know, there's this huge pressure on women that our society has kind of created that says, oh, you need to get back. You need to bounce back. You know, there's all of these exercise programs out there for postpartum women, like get that pre-pregnancy body back. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is your body is different. You had a baby. It went through a lot. And so why do we think that our body should be exactly what it was mm-hmm. before baby, mm-hmm. you know? And it takes time. Mm-hmm. And I don't think women are gentle enough on their self when mm-hmm. it comes to returning to exercise after having a baby.
And I mean, remember talking to you about, okay, you want to do this, but we're going to start here. I'm like, what?
That's yeah. not what I came here for.
So there's a lot of patience. I mean, obviously, it takes more than 6 weeks or a couple months or whatever, mm-hmm. how long mm-hmm. to heal to get back to what you want to get to.
But you're exactly right. I remember being humbled at how much strength I'd lost. I was struggling to carry the infant carrier because mm-hmm. I pulled a muscle and I was like, I'm going to need to focus on strength training so I can do the diaper bag and carry the infant car seat and mm-hmm. not feel like my back is going to give out. Mm-hmm. So yes. It does make you mandate a shift in your priorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I wish I had a timeline that I could tell you for getting back to exercise after having a baby, but it truly is different for everyone. Mm-hmm. And a lot of factors go into that. You know, what kind of shape you were in before your baby, mm-hmm. what your pregnancy looked like, mm-hmm. What your delivery looked like, mm-hmm. what your laboring looked like. Mm-hmm. You know, if you had a C-section delivery or you delivered vaginally, mm-hmm. what number baby? Is this your first baby? Is this your eighth baby?
Yeah.
And age. And then there's also genetics that mm-hmm. play a role into how you heal and how tissues heal and how muscles heal and then just the size of the woman as well. So yeah. Everyone is so completely different and there's no right way. There's no one way. But that's why I really encourage women to see a physical therapist after having babies so you can actually get looked at individually and find, okay, this is what we need to work on and how do we get you to that goal?
Yeah, great. Absolutely. So I know you mentioned some issues, pregnancy, that probably carry over to postpartum. So what does recovery look like if you're struggling with some issues postpartum-wise?
Yeah, so, you know, postpartum, I see women for, you know, many of the same things I see during pregnancy. So any of that pelvic girdle pain. I also see a lot of women for C-section scars or maybe scars from tearing if you had like an episiotomy or if you tore while giving birth. Mm-hmm. I'll also see women for incontinence, urinary and fecal incontinence. And then also diastasis recti, which is that split of the abdominal muscles. And some women that just kind of goes back to its natural position, other women need a little bit more help with that.
So that is normal part of pregnancy. However, individually, it's how it heals or
yes.
it's going to cause. Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You've got it. So, and really after having a baby, I tell women to be gentle the first 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Body time does our body a great deal of help, you know, and our body truly does need that time just to heal. When you tear a muscle, or when you tear your ACL, or when you, you know, pull something, what's the first thing they tell you? Rest, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and first 6 weeks after having a baby, our body needs the time to rest. I tell women, focus on them, focus on their baby, mm-hmm. meet those basic needs that mm-hmm. we need. Your body will be fine. It needs the time anyways. Truly, we can't tell how things are going to recover anyways until you're kind of 6 weeks out. Mm-hmm. And now if you're having a lot of pain 3 and 4 weeks mm-hmm. after baby, and it's just keeping you from doing those basic things, I say, come on in. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Come on in and get a look at what's going on. But yes, with the diastasis, you know, 6 weeks after, you kind of start to tell, like, okay, is this coming back to normal? How are tissues healing? Mm-hmm. And then I can help decide, like, okay, what strengthening do we need to do to help pull those abdominal muscles back together? Mm-hmm. And it's not as simple as just going and doing a bunch of crunches, because that will actually make the diastasis worse. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah.
So it's kind of finding, locating those other abdominal muscles that will help pull that back together.
Mm-hmm. Any other, how about pelvic floor recovery when it comes to postpartum?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can imagine how weakened the pelvic floor can be after mm-hmm. having a baby, right? It mm-hmm. it just went through a great amount of stress. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes women will have issues with the pelvic floor. The pelvic floor is so important for our strength when we're moving, as well as those things like starting and stopping stream of urine and intercourse and mm-hmm. supporting our organs. But, you know, when we move, the pelvic floor really helps to support our pelvis region. So when we go to move our arm, or when we go to take a step or move our leg, our body has a nice stable base to work from. Mm-hmm. And the pelvic floor sometimes needs a little bit of help. Just women sometimes need help finding that. So mm-hmm. you can know how to activate that again, how to recruit those muscles, so you have that stable base when you go to move. Mm-hmm. After women after pregnancy, women are at risk for things like prolapse, or which is when our organs kind of just descend a little bit. Mm-hmm. And things like strengthening the pelvic floor can really help to help put organs in a better position, so then we can prevent things down the road, like having surgery.
Mm-hmm. I remember talking to you about, you have to take a class in like guided imagery, because this brain and yes. body connection, which as a therapist, I understand, sure. right? But yes. not to the point of having physical therapy of like, okay, move this muscle and okay, and then you have to give me like some sort of metaphor or yes. imagery to do that. It was just amazing how you had different examples all of the time.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I see a lot of women who come in and they're like, well, I've been doing Kegels, but I'm still leaking. And mm-hmm. a Kegel is not a Kegel. There mm-hmm. is so many different things that women may think is a Kegel. So, and truly, I think I have like a encyclopedia of different cues and terms and imagery that I give to patients to try to help them find those muscles. Uh-huh. And Kegels aren't always the answer as well. Right. You know, sometimes we find that our pelvic floor is overworking and is actually super tight and trying to hold our pelvis bones together, because maybe our abdomen is so weak. So the pelvic floor is working so hard that we actually need to teach the pelvic floor muscles how to let go a little bit mm-hmm. and relax mm-hmm. so they're not so tight. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't just tell every woman to go do Kegels, because number one, they may not need that. And who knows what they're doing when they're doing a Kegel.
Uh-huh. I have a podcast about Kegeling.
Well, I think that's so true. Nicole, we ask all of our guests how they live the fit philosophy themselves. You've given us some great information today. I think great information for pregnant, postpartum, or women in general. Tell us a little bit about how you yourself live the fit philosophy.
Yeah, well, as a past athlete and still endurance athlete, you know, I myself have been on the one extreme end of the spectrum as to focusing so much on my performance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have that drive in me like many other athletes out there that are like, I don't care what I do. I just want to run this amount of time in, or this amount of miles in this amount of time. Mm-hmm. And I've been there, and, you know, I've neglected other parts of my life because I've been so focused on performance. And I think that the same goes for women when recovering from pregnancy or during pregnancy, is that the focus shouldn't be just like so much on performance. Mm-hmm. So I've truly found that, you know, balance is key. I kind of think of life as like three different baskets or three different cups, and one of those being your body, one being your mind, and then one being your spirit or yourself. And we really need to feed all three of those cups or put water in all three of those measuring cups. And at certain times, one cup might need a little bit more than another cup. But, you know, where I used to spend 99% of my time just focusing on that performance piece, mm-hmm. I've found much more happiness in spreading that out through the different three cups. And, mm-hmm. you know, instead of freaking out when I don't get a workout in because I went to hang out with a friend, I think of that more as feeding that self cup mm-hmm. than not feeding that performance mm-hmm. cup.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. We've had a lot of guests that have brought up similar themes to that, that, you know, our high achieving leaves us in that all or nothing mentality, mm-hmm. but then we end up with nothing, right? If we put all the water in one cup. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nicole, thanks so much for joining us today. If you want to find out more about Foundational Concepts, you can go to their website, foundationalconcepts.com, and you can contact Nicole directly through her email at nicole@foundationalconcepts.com. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
If you want to get a hold of Nicole, you can find her at Foundational Concepts website, www.foundationalconcepts.net, or email her directly at nicole@foundationalconcepts.net. Thank you to our sponsor today, Sentimano Counseling. Sentimano Counseling is the premier perinatal mental health practice in Kansas City, treating mood disorders during pregnancy and postpartum, perinatal loss, infertility, eating, and exercise disorders. Go to sentimano.com for further information about the practice and services. For additional information on today's topic and guests, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at FitForAQueen.
Hashtag fit for a queen.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We can't wait for you to join us next time on Fit for a Queen.
Bye, queens.